I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, my friend. What is up? Welcome to Drummer Daily. You might have noticed in this episode that there is no intro music kind of thing. No drum intro, none of that stuff. And that is on purpose. We'll talk about that in a minute. But first, it seems like every episode there's some kind of story about what's going on in the background, noise-wise. And today it is, there is an epic laser tag battle happening between my kid and the neighbor's kids. So if you hear some kids screaming, that's what that is. But, you know, we're all still working from home, doing our best. So I'm sure you don't mind a little bit of background noise here and there. Anyway, like I mentioned, you might have noticed that the drum intro stuff that's been going on for, I guess, 15 episodes or so is not there today. And it's not going to be there anymore. So I hope you enjoyed it. The reason why I took it out is actually what I want to talk about today with drumming. And the reason why I took out the drum intro, the music, was basically I'm the kind of person, and this goes definitely into my practicing as a drummer as well, but I'm the kind of person that I don't... I'm lazy, maybe is the right way to say it. I'm a lazy person in so much that I let little obstacles get in the way of doing things that are even important, might be important to me. Like drumming is important to me. And the same thing is definitely true about this podcast or other things that I need to do. I, for better or for worse, most days pack my day full of things to do, things to get done. My regular job, family stuff, this podcast, of course, and things I do with you as a drummer and all the drummers out there. That's important to me as well. And so I have a lot of every day that I try to get done. And sometimes the thought of a couple of little obstacles in the way of getting the next thing done is enough for me to procrastinate on it, put it off, and then move to do something else that the barrier to get started is a lot lower. And then I'll say, oh, I'll come back to that other thing later, when I have more time to deal with whatever those little obstacles are to get through. And in the case of this podcast, one of those little obstacles, it wasn't a big deal most of the time, but sometimes it was enough to keep me from doing it, were those drum intros. Now I have like, I think 5 or 6 that I'd pre-recorded, and I thought it was fun. But what I started realizing is that I had to take a few minutes every single time to go back and listen to the previous episodes, because I don't have a good memory really much of the time. Go back and listen to the previous episodes and figure out which one of those intros that I hadn't used yet or hadn't used last, what the next one in the rotation was, and then go find that one and import it. And then Logic, which is what I used to record these podcasts, always would tell me there's some kind of problem with it. I had to fix it. It was just a couple of extra clicks, a couple of extra minutes worth of work. I was like, you know what? It's not really adding that much to the show. I don't think you listen to the show for the drum intros, especially now that you've heard them several times each. Hopefully you're hanging out with me wanting to chat about drumming. So I just like, you know what? That's one obstacle I can get rid of, and that'll help me hopefully do more of these podcast episodes, which I think is what we probably all want. So I got rid of it. In the drumming world, There's things like that as well that I am doing my best little by little to chip away at and take care of and address and also lower my obstacles. So, I know this is not viable for all of you out there. But you know, one thing that made a big difference to me was, having a drum set set up all the time somewhere in the house, and that was my practice space. Now, I know that that's not always realistic for all of us. We don't always have a space that we can go do that with. We don't have that much extra space in the house or whatever. But if you do, and I did, that's important to me. So I wasn't going and having to set a bunch of stuff up. And a lot of these things, I'm going to list a few things off. You're going to think, Daniel, that's ridiculous. Why would that stop you? That's nothing. And it's not necessarily one obstacle that prevents me from practicing or procrastinating on my practicing, but it's the accumulation of a lot of them all on top of each other does actually equate to somewhat of an obstacle for keeping me from playing drums, practicing as much as I should. And so the problem is I look at those obstacles, a stack of obstacles, and say, I can't address all of those right now. And so what's the point in even doing it? Because if I only address one thing that takes me a few seconds here before I get ready to play and then a few seconds there, it's not going to make that much of a difference. So why even try? But I have to keep reminding myself that, yeah, sure, doing this little thing here or little thing there that's a little bitty obstacle that I'm addressing and getting rid of is not making a difference right now necessarily immediately. Once all of them are removed and I've added all those up, it actually does make a difference. And realistically, the only difference that matters am I no longer being prevented from practicing? If I'm not letting that get in my way, that's all that matters. So some of the things that I've done in my drumming life to help streamline me getting into practice and doing it more often. I like to play along with music when I practice drums. I don't like just playing drums or just playing to a click track most of the time. I like to play along with music, preferably music that has been recorded to a click track, but that's another episode. We'll talk about that later. But I do like to play along with music. So I like to play music off of my phone, my iPhone. And I'm sure you know this, but you know, iPhones nowadays don't have headphone jacks. And so I have to have one of those little dongles that converts the thing on the bottom of the iPhone into a headphone jack, which then gets converted into the mixer with another cable, blah, blah, blah. Goes on and on. Well, I used to have one of those cables placed somewhere, because I also like to listen to music and stuff with my inner monitors while I'm mowing the lawn, for example, and I need that same dongle for that. And sometimes that dongle will be in one part of the house and I get up to play drums in my room that I play drums in and I realize it's across the house somewhere else and I'm like frustrated. I'm like, that's 4 or 5 minutes of time round trip in the house. Trying to get that little thing just so I can play along with music. That's one little thing. Another thing is when I was traveling a lot, I would still, you know, take, I would have once, I eventually got to where I had two drum sets. One was my travel drum set and one was my drum set set up at home all the time. So that even when I was traveling, when I got back from a long trip, I wouldn't have the excuse of, well, I got to go settle my drums up. I don't have time for that. So I can't practice. So that was a big deal. Or even when I'm playing like in-town gigs or things like that, where I just need maybe like my cymbals and like my snare stand and stuff like that. I got a second snare stand so that the one that I needed to take with me around town was not the one that was coming from my setup at home. So I kind of like have a setup at home that doesn't really move that much, doesn't get stuff taken off of it, so that it's always there waiting for me. Another thing that I do is, again, simple stuff, but I have a mixing console, a few things that have to get turned on in order for me to be able to practice the way that I like to practice. And as simple as routing all of the power through a power strip or some kind of power control that has one switch on it that's always plugged in, so I can just flip one switch and be ready to go. That's something else that I did to make things quicker. Even within like the mixing software for the mixing console that I have, for the longest time, I had like different profiles and it's set up for different things. So I had like a practice profile, and then I had like a drum tracking profile. And now I have one for tracking any other instruments in the studio that I might need, because the gain levels for the microphones need to be different. So I have just different profiles, like presets, scenes kind of set up in that mixing console. That's also my interface and my preamps and stuff. I was able to consolidate some of those into one profile. So I don't have to, the reason why it matters is if I get up there to the drums, sit down, got everything else done that I was talking about that I need to get done, but then realize that the profile that the mixer is set up on under is not correct, I won't be able to hear the music, won't be able to play drums the way that I won't be able to hear my drums at all when I'm practicing with my in-ear monitors in. And the downside to that is that you have to have a laptop or an iPad to change the scene, and all that stuff is, again, somewhere else in the house. So I have to get up and go back out and go find all of that. So anyway, it's I've addressed all of those things, and there's probably a few more things I'd like to address as well. And any one of those things, if you look back through those, is, again, not something that by itself should prevent me from practicing drums. But if you add all those things up together, and you know a few of those things are things that need to be addressed, it can, at least for me and my, I guess, low state of low motivation, prevent me from practicing drums. And so I want to encourage you to look at those kinds of obstacles in your drumming life and in the way that you go about playing drums and you, when you choose to play drums, and look and see what are some of those obstacles that you can either remove or reduce greatly to make it easier to practice. What excuse is there maybe that you have for not practicing as much as you should on the drums? And how can you deal with that excuse in some way? A lot of times discipline is not changing your mindset to feel like it. It's removing the excuse or choosing at a separate time from the time when the time comes. So for example, if now is my drum time, now is probably not the time for me to address the excuses I have for not drumming. Maybe another time when it's not time to practice is the time to address those things, because then you can be a little more ruthless about removing those excuses, whatever that means, when you're not right in the middle of having to deal with the emotion, the emotional barrier of getting started practicing. All right, so look for those obstacles in your own life and see what you can do to deal with them. All right, thanks for joining me today on Drummer Daily. I'm always happy to have you. And hey, if you want to get better at playing drums with a click track in like 2 weeks, go check out boomclick.net. Boomclick, boomclick.net. And I think you will like what you see there. It's something I've put together and I'd love for you to check it out. It's there's a free class that you can sign up for there. It's like a free video class. Like, it's not live. It's a thing I've recorded. But it's like a good 45 minute, training on how to set up your own program for, getting better at a click track. And then also, at the end of that, if you don't want to set up your own thing, I've set something up for you as well that you can get involved in. But anyway, go to boomclick.net, check that out. I'd love for you to do that. All right, we will be back again soon with more Drummer Daily. Bye for now.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like, a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.